All right, welcome to Refuse to Lose Sports. I'm your host, Joe Jordan. Today we're going to have a great episode, and we're going to talk about the NFL predictions for the regular season and the NFL playoffs also. We all know the NFL kicks off tonight at 8:20 p.m. Got the Buffalo Bills versus the Los Angeles Rams, the defending Super Bowl champions. And we are excited because football is finally back. But we got to have some predictions. It makes it fun. We throw out some predictions. I had some people that actually come on the show on a regular basis. It was 9 of them that made their predictions. And if you follow me on social media, just check out social media at Refuse to Lose Sports and all social media platforms. But on Twitter, except for Twitter, Twitter is R2L Sports. All right, so like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, share this video with somebody that you know personally so they can come on watch live. Use the comment section. We can see all the comments you guys will be using throughout the show. We really appreciate that. Keep the communication going. If I give a prediction of something you don't agree with, go ahead and throw in the comment section. I'll definitely respond to it. All right. If you love it, show me some love too. All right. But these are all predictions. We at the end of the day, we're not genies. We don't know. We're not psychic. We don't know what's gonna happen. We're gonna talk about what we believe might happen. There's a lot of new faces and new places this year. So I'm very excited about this upcoming NFL season. So let's get it started. Let's get it started, man. Listen, I actually wrote out each schedule in a book. So I put some thought to this, y'all. So this not no pie in the sky. This ain't no, let me just randomly write some stuff down. No, we put some thought into this thing. That's why it took this long to bring it up. All right. So we're going to kick it off with the NFC East. I mean, I'm a Commanders fan. So we got to start off with the NFC East. Well, how I'm going to do it, I'm going to start from the top to the bottom. All right. So the number one team in the NFC East, in my opinion, are the Philadelphia Eagles. I believe the Philadelphia Eagles will win the NFC East. All right. The Eagles, I have the Eagles going 11-6 this year. So winning 11 games, losing 6 games. These are the games I have them winning. I have them beating the Lions, the Vikings, the Commanders first go around, the Jags, the Cardinals, the Texans, the Colts, the Titans, the Giants, the Bears, and the Giants again. Those are the 11 wins I have the Eagles winning. All right. Then I have the losses. Here are the losses I have the Eagles. The Cowboys, the Steelers, the Commanders the second time around, the Packers, the Cowboys again, and the Saints. So those are the L's I have for the Eagles. So they had the Eagles going 11-6, being first in the NFC East. Second in the NFC East, guys, the Washington Commanders. Believe it or not, the Washington Commanders are coming second in the NFC East. All right. I have the Commanders going 10-7. All right. 10-7 this year. And these are the wins I have for the Commanders. I have the Jaguars, the Lions, the Bears, the Colts, Eagles, Texans, Falcons, Giants again, Cowboys. So those are 10 wins I had the Commanders winning this year. And then you go to the losses, Eagles, Cowboys, Titans, Packers, Vikings, 49ers, and Cleveland Browns. All right? Yeah, I knew this guy was going to hate. You know, he don't like Commanders. So anything good you say about the Commanders, he's going to hate. All right? Now you're on Loaf Street. All right. For those who don't know what loaf mean like you tripping. All right, basically. That's a DMV slang. All right. And then third place are the Cowboys. Third place are the Cowboys. I had the Cowboys going 9-8. Their W's, I had the Giants, Commanders, Eagles, Lions, Bears, oh my, Vikings, Giants again, Texans, and that's it. No, and the Jaguars. Their losses, Buccaneers, Bengals, Rams, Packers, Colts, Eagles, Titans, and Commanders again. So I have the Cowboys going 9-8. Cowboys going 9-8 this year. So if you disagree, hey, you're a Cowboys fan, you definitely disagree with me. All right, in last place, the Giants. I had the Giants going 4-13. Their W's, the only fours is a short list. Panthers, Bears, Seahawks, Texans. That's it. Their losses, Titans, Cowboys, Packers, Ravens, Jaguars, Lions, Cowboys, Commanders, Eagles, Commanders, Vikings, Colts, Eagles. Those are the 13 losses the Giants will have. So the Giants will finish last place in the NFC East. All right. Steelers going 13-4. Oh my gosh. Pats going 11-6. Okay. All right. Pats, those are two bold predictions right there. All right. And now we got the NFC South. And look, y'all. In first place in the NFC South, the New Orleans Saints. I have the New Orleans Saints going 12-5. The Giants going to surprise you, but still going to suck. They might win 5 games, all right? It might not be 4, it might be 5. So, the Saints are going 12-5 this year, first place in the NFC South. I have them beating the Falcons, the Bucks, Vikings, Seahawks, Cardinals, Ravens, Rams, Bucks, Falcons, Browns, Eagles, Panthers. If y'all notice, I have them sweeping the Bucks this year. Just like they did last year and the year before that. No, Brady will be on top of that division. That's typical, right? But Brady going to come in second place this year. And he going 11-6. Bucks are going 11-6. They're beating the Cowboys, the Packers, Chiefs, Falcons, Steelers, Panthers, Seahawks, Browns, 49ers, Panthers, Falcons. The teams that he's losing to, the Saints, the Ravens, the Rams, the Saints again, the Bengals, and the Cardinals. He's actually going to lose to the Cardinals, y'all. So I got them going 11-6 this year. And then in third place, I got this paperwork, you know. Shout out to Coach Coons, right? I actually saw him writing his stuff down. It kind of motivated me to do the same thing. All right, so shout out to Coach Coons on the Field Podcast. So in third place, we got the Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers, right? They are going 6-11 with Baker Mayfield as a new team captain and starter QB. They are going to beat the Browns. That's personal. The Saints, Falcons, Bengals, Seahawks, Lions. They're going to lose to the Giants, Cardinals, 49ers, Rams, Bucks, Falcons, Ravens, Broncos, Steelers, Bucks, Saints. That's what I have for the Carolina Panthers. They're going 6-11. And in last place, the Atlanta Falcons. The Mariota. The Atlanta Falcons, Tyrone Parker. Let's see. I don't know what Brady we going to get without Gronk. He's going to need a Moss type of year out of Julio. What? That's the issue. Everybody's expecting so much out of Julio when they still got Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Don't forget about that guy. All right. The Falcons, they're going 3-14 this year. Sorry, Marcus Mariota. I don't see you doing a lot this year. 3-14. 3 wins, shortlist, Seahawks, Bears, and Panthers. That's it. Seahawks, Panthers, Bears. Who they're going to beat? Sorry, who they're going to lose to? Saints, Rams, Browns, Bucks, 49ers, Bengals, Panthers, Chargers. They have a tough schedule. Commanders, Steelers, Saints, Ravens, Cardinals, Bucks. They have a tough schedule. They have a tough schedule. Yeah, 3-14, yes. They have a tough schedule. They have a really tough schedule, all right? So that's the NFC South. Now, the NFC North. Y'all need to put respect on this man's name in the NFC North, all right? A lot of y'all are picking the Vikings to win this division. No! The Green Bay Packers are winning this division easily. They might win this division by week 12. They might win it by week 11, maybe week 10. But they're winning this division easily. All right, they can't bear the commandments. All right, let's see. I can see it, but they might be surprised one of those. Yeah, I mean, they might get four. You know, it might be all by one, you know, might get four, you know. You like that? Oh, I mean, listen, Aaron Rodgers like this because they going 14-3. The Packers going 14-3. Here are the wins they have. The Bears, the Patriots, the Giants, the Jets. Come on now. These four gimmies right there. Commanders, Bills. Yeah, they're going to beat the Bills. Lions, Cowboys, Titans, Eagles, Bears, Dolphins, and Vikings. And Lions, sorry. They're going to lose to the Vikings first game of the season. They're going to lose to the Bucks third game of the season. They're going to lose to the Rams right after they bye, and that's it. Those are the only L's they are taking this year. Packers going 14-3. And second place, the Vikings. The Vikings are going second place. They are losing to two NFC East teams. Hopefully, it's the Commanders are one of them. Time on. All right, Vikings. They're going 9-8, y'all. Second place, 9-8. They are beating the Packers, the Lions, the Bears, oh my, the Dolphins, the Commanders, the Jets, the Colts, Giants, Bears. They're losing. They're going to lose to the Eagles, to the Saints, to the Cardinals, to the Bills, Cowboys, Patriots, Lions, and Packers. All right. So the Vikings are going 9-8. Let's stop all the talk that they're going to win the NFC North. They are not winning the NFC North. All right? As long as Aaron Rodgers is that quarterback and he has Aaron Jones as a running back in a formidable defense, they are not losing this division. All right? Got to do the win. All right? So, and in third place, we have the Lions. The Lions are going 6-11. So, Lions will be better this year, but it will be 6-11. The Lions... their six wins are against the Seahawks, the Giants, Jaguars. They're going to beat the Vikings one time, the Jets, and the Bears. But they're going to lose to the Eagles, the Commanders, Vikings, Patriots, Cowboys, Dolphins, Packers, Bears, Bills, Panthers, and Packers again. So, the Vikings are going 12-5. Okay. They are not going 12-5. Sorry, Tombo. But the Lions are going 6-11, y'all. 6-11. And last place, y'all, the Bears. I mean, Justin Fields, listen, I like him, but they don't have pieces around him. They don't have an offensive line. I mean, they just not a good team right now. But they're going to be bad this year. So they have a good draft pick to help that team. So the Bears, they're going 2-14. I know that's... 2-14. That's it. 2-14. Texans are the W. Lions will be a W. And that's it. They're going to lose to the 49ers, the Packers, the Giants, the Vikings, the Commanders, the Patriots, the Cowboys, the Dolphins, the Falcons, the Jets, the Packers, the Eagles, Bills, Lions, and Vikings. So the Bears are going 2-14. They're not. They're 2-15. Thank you. I just named 15 teams they lost to. So 2-15. All right. They don't lose two. They don't go 2-15. Somebody said 1-16. 2-15. All right. So the NFC West. This always is a tough division every year. But number one will be the 49ers. The 49ers will be the best team in the NFC West. The 49ers, with Trey Lance at quarterback, The 49ers will finish 13-4. Yep, I said it. They will finish 13-4 this year. The 49ers, they will beat the Bears, Seahawks, Broncos, the Panthers, Falcons, the Rams, the Chargers, Saints, Dolphins, Seahawks, Commanders, Raiders, and Cardinals. So they won in 13 games this year. And they are going to beat a lot of teams that I believe are making it to the playoffs. And the Rams, sorry, this is who they're going to lose to. The Rams, the Chiefs, Cardinals, and Bucks. So they're going to lose two division games. So they're going 13-4. Second place in the NFC West. The Los Angeles Rams, y'all. Of course. The Los Angeles Rams. They're going 12-5. This is who I have them winning against. The Falcons, Cardinals, 49ers, Cowboys, Panthers, Bucks, Cardinals again, Seahawks, Raiders, Packers, Chargers, Seahawks. So I have the Rams going 12-5. These are their five losses they will have this year. Bills. So yes, I am picking the Bills to beat the Rams tonight. 49ers, Saints, Chiefs, Broncos. I got them going 12-5 this year, second place in NFC West. Third place will be the Cardinals. The Cardinals are going 9-8. Same record as the Cowboys, 9-8. Same record as the Vikings, 9-8. Their 9 wins, Panthers, Seahawks, Vikings, Seahawks, 49ers, Chargers, Patriots, Bucks, and Falcons. 9-8 they're going. All right? 13-4 at worst? Nah. They're going 12-5. All right? So, here are their losses. The Cardinals. The first loss, Chiefs, Raiders, Rams, Eagles, Saints, Rams, Broncos, 49ers. So, the Cardinals are going 9-8. 9-8. And in last place, probably the worst team in the NFC, are the Seahawks. Believe it or not, I have the Seahawks going 1-16 this year. They win in one game. And that one game will be the second to last game of the season when they just celebrating because they didn't go 0-17. The Jets. They're going to beat the Jets. Second to last game of the season. But they're going to lose to the Broncos, 49ers, Falcons, Lions, Saints, Cardinals, Chargers, Giants, Cardinals, Bucks, Raiders, Rams, Panthers, 49ers, Chiefs, Rams. And they got some tough ones in there too. So that's that. So we got the NFC down pat. Now let's talk about the AFC. All right, let's talk about the AFC. So, here we go, the AFC. Now, with the AFC, we're going to start off with the AFC. I think it's, AFC South. I think this is South, This is South. AFC South. Our first place with the AFC South, it's AFC South, I have the Titans winning this division. I have the Titans winning the AFC South at 9-8. So I just tell you about the other teams in the division. They're going to win this division at 9-8. All right. Everybody talk about the NFC East. This division right here is bad. So we got their W's, their 9 wins, the Giants, the Colts, the Commanders, the Texans, the Broncos, the Eagles, Texans, Cowboys, Jags. Their losses, the Bills, the Raiders, the Colts, the Chiefs, the Packers, Bengals, Jags, Chargers, and that's it. So the Titans are going 9-8. In second place, we have the Colts. The Colts going second place at 6-11. Yes, I have the Colts going 6-11. I know a lot of you guys might say, well, I heard it before, Kevo. Oh, you want the Colts to be bad because you guys have wins now, and you want the Colts to look bad so they won't make the wins look bad. Nah, I mean, 6-11. That's what I got. Matt Ryan, good lead and all that stuff, but Matt Ryan ain't the same Matt Ryan we saw in 2018 when he won MVP. I can't really say Matt Ryan is better than Carson Wentz. So, Matt, but he's a better leader, though. I'll give you that. So, Colts, their wins, 6-11, six wins. Jaguars, Titans, Steelers, Cowboys, Giants, Texans. Their losses, Texans, Jags, Chiefs, Titans, Broncos, Commanders, Patriots, Raiders, Eagles, Vikings, Chargers, and that's it. They're going 4-11 this year. Sorry, 6-11 this year. I said 4-11. 6-11 this year. In third place, we got the Jaguars. The Jaguars are finishing 5-12. The Colts might go 7-10. Yeah, one game. I'm cool. If I'm all about one game, I'm fine. Two games, it's like, a lot of games in the NFL. You feel me? But the Jags, they're going 5-12. All right? Jags going 5-12. The Jags, they W's the Colts, Texans, Giants, Titans, Jets. Their losses are Commanders, Chargers, Eagles, Colts, Broncos, Raiders, Chiefs, Ravens, Lions, Cowboys, Texans, and Titans. So they're going 5-12. And last but not least, our last place in the AFC South, we have the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans are going 3-14. They're going 3-14. And here are their three W's, y'all. The Colts, they are beating the Browns when Deshaun Watson come back, and the Jaguars. They win in three games. That's it. Jazz going 8-9. So you must have got the Jack. Okay, you got the Jazz finish in second. Okay. Nah, Jazz ain't going 8-9. All right. So here are the losses for the Texans. Broncos, Bears, Chargers, Jaguars, Raiders, Titans, Eagles, Giants, Commanders, Dolphins, Cowboys, Chiefs, Titans, Colts. So those are the L's I have for the Texans. Now we go to the AFC East. Wow, I got the number one person all the way in the back. The number one team in the AFC this year, AFC East, will be the Miami Dolphins, not the Buffalo Bills, not the New England Patriots, definitely not the New York Jets. Miami Dolphins, y'all. So look, the Dolphins, 12-5 record. They will have a 12-5 record. They are beating the Patriots, the Ravens, the Bills, the Bengals, the Jets, the Steelers, the Lions, Bears, Texans, Chargers, Patriots, Jets. They're losing to the Vikings, the Browns, the 49ers, the Bills, and the Packers. Those are their five losses of the year. Second place, you guys already know, Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills actually also will have a 12-5 record like the Dolphins. But the Dolphins will win the tiebreaker. And the Bills, their W's, their 12 wins would be Rams, Ravens, Steelers, Jets, Vikings, Browns, Lions, Jets, Dolphins, Bears, Bengals, Patriots. Their losses, Titans, Dolphins, Chiefs, Packers, Patriots, and that's it. They are going 12-5, y'all. 12-5. Third place for my New England fans. I live in Rhode Island. They love their Patriots here. The Patriots are coming in third place, y'all. At 8-9. I'm sorry. They're not going. Somebody said in the chat, they're going 12-5, something like that. No. The Patriots are going 8-9. They're not going to have a winning record. Excuse me. Their W's: Lions, Browns, Bears, Jets, Colts, Jets, Vikings, Bills. Their losses: Dolphins, Steelers, Ravens, Packers, Cardinals, Raiders, Bengals, Dolphins, Bills. I have the Patriots losing their first four games. Then they're going to go on an 8-game winning streak and then lose 5 games in a row. That's what I predict. They're going to go on an 8-game winning streak. They're going to lose 5 games in a row. They might just go 7-10. But we're going to keep it at 8-9. And then the last place, you all know, the New York Jets. They're going to be the worst team in the AFC, I believe. They are the AFC version of the Seahawks. These guys are going to be 1-15. Their 1W will be against the Bears. The Bears, y'all. So you guys, they losses: Ravens, Browns, Bengals, Steelers, Dolphins, Packers, Broncos, Patriots, Bills, Patriots, Vikings, Bills, Lions, Jags, Seahawks, Dolphins. So Seahawks will have be 1-15 too, but they 1W are against the Jets. All right, so we got that out of the way. So now we out to the next division. And we going to the Wild Wild West. The Wild Wild West. We got the AFC West, the toughest division in the NFL. For those who've been watching the show, y'all already know who my number one team is in this division. And it's the Las Vegas Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders, right? 14-3 record. First in the division. Their W's: Chargers, Cardinals, Titans, Broncos, Texans, Saints, Jags, Colts, Broncos, Seahawks, Chargers, Patriots, Steelers, Chiefs. Their losses: Chiefs, Rams, 49ers. So they will go 14-3, and Derek Carr will win MVP this season. Derek Carr will MVP this season. 14-3, mark it. Book it. Second place, the Chiefs are going second. Going to be in second place at a 12-5 record. The Chiefs' W's will be against the Chargers, the Colts, Raiders, Bills, 49ers, Titans, Jags, Rams, Bengals, Texans, Seahawks, Broncos. Their losses: Cardinals, Bucks, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders. They're going 12-5 this year. 12-5. Mark it. Second place. Now, third place, we got the Denver Broncos. 10-7. 10-7 record at third place. Their W's: Seahawks, Texans, Colts, Jets, Jags, Panthers, Chiefs, Cardinals, Rams, Chargers. And their losses: 49ers, Raiders, Chargers, Titans, Raiders, Ravens, Chiefs. So they 10-7. And the last place, who's also 10-7, the Los Angeles Chargers. Los Angeles Chargers will miss the playoffs for the third straight year with Justin Herbert. Their wins, their 10 wins, the Raiders, Chiefs, the Raiders, the Jags, Texans, Browns, Broncos, Seahawks, Falcons, Chiefs, Titans, Colts. Their losses: Chiefs, 49ers, Cardinals, Raiders, Dolphins, Rams, Broncos. All former. They got a hard schedule too. 10-7. All right. And last but not least, the AFC North. I know a lot of you guys, and I've been waiting for this moment. The AFC North is also a tough division if all quarterbacks play the whole season. So the Ravens are coming in first place, y'all. The Ravens are coming in first place with a 12-5 record. All right? The Ravens are going 12-5. Their W's will be the Jets, Patriots, Bengals, Giants, Browns, Bucks, Panthers, Jags, Broncos, Browns, Falcons, Bengals. Their losses, the Dolphins, the Bills, the Saints, the Steelers, and the Steelers. They're getting swept by the Steelers. But they're going 12-5, winning their division, automatic playoff berth. All right? Second place in the division, y'all. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers will come in second place in this division. We have their 10 wins. The Patriots, the Jets, the Eagles, the Saints, Bengals, Falcons, Ravens, Panthers, Ravens, Browns. Their losses, Bengals, Browns, Bills, Bucks, Dolphins, Colts, and Raiders. They're going 10-7. Third place, the Cincinnati Bengals at 9-8. They're going 9-8. All right, the Patriots 8-9. So they 9-8. Their 9 wins, Steelers, Cowboys, Jets, Saints, Falcons, Browns, Titans, Bucks, Patriots. Their losses, Dolphins, Ravens, Panthers, Steelers, Chiefs, Browns, Bills, and Ravens. All right. So Bengals are going 9-8. They're third in the division. And last but not least in this division will be the Browns. The Browns will be going 6-11 in this division. They're 6 wins, Jets, Steelers, Falcons. So they're winning, and they're going to beat the Dolphins. Jets, Steelers, Falcons, Dolphins. So they will be winning 4 games without Deshaun Watson. And then they will beat the Bengals and the Commanders. They're going to lose to the Panthers, Chargers, Patriots, Ravens, Bengals, Bills, Bucks, the Texans. Yes, they will lose to the Texans. The Ravens, Saints, and Steelers. All right. So we got through all that stuff. Now we got to talk about playoff seeding. All right. These are the seeds in the AFC, right? It's the AFC NFL playoff seeding. The number one seed, we have the Las Vegas Raiders. The number two seed, we have the Miami Dolphins. The number three seed, we have the Baltimore Ravens. The number four seed, we have the Tennessee Titans. Number fifth seed, number five seed, Buffalo Bills. These are wild card spots. Number six seed, Kansas City Chiefs. Number seven seed, Denver Broncos. And the eighth seed, there is no AC. This ain't the NBA, this is the NFL. So the Broncos were filling that last seed. And then you got the NFC. Number one seed, once again, the Green Bay Packers. The number two seed, the San Francisco 49ers. Number three seed, the New Orleans Saints. Number four seed, Philadelphia Eagles. The fifth seed, Los Angeles Rams. The sixth seed, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the seventh seed, the Washington Commanders. Yes, I said it. The Commanders will make the playoffs this year. This is not a biased take. I gave you the wins and losses for the Commanders. Definitely doable. So I have the Commanders finishing seventh in the playoffs. All right, so let's talk about this AFC playoff simulation. So we got the number two seed Dolphins versus the number seven seed Denver Broncos. Dolphins, they're going to have a great year. They got an exciting team. They're going to get to the playoffs, and they're going to be playing a veteran QB with a great defense and a good running game who can match their rushing attack. I'm picking the Broncos to beat the Dolphins to go to the second round. All right. I'm picking the Broncos beating the Dolphins. All right. And then you got the third seed Ravens versus the sixth seed Chiefs. I told people this. Lamar, first year as a starter, he was a starting QB in the playoffs against the Chargers and played terrible. And a lot of people questioned if he should be a starting quarterback. He came back the next year and won MVP. But then made it to the playoffs, got bounced in his first playoff game in the second round. Then a lot of people say he hasn't won a playoff game. He came back the following year, beat the Titans, the same team that beat him, and won his first playoff game, lose to the Bills. And now last year, people said, oh, he can't throw. Right after they said that, he turned around and have a great throwing performance against the Colts. And then a few games later, he gets hurt. People don't even have him in the top 10, and they always knock that he only won one playoff game. He's going to take it a step further. Sorry, not take it further. He's actually going to beat his kryptonite, who was Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick Mahomes will take his first L in the first round of playoffs and lose to the Baltimore Ravens. So I had the Baltimore Ravens beating the Chiefs in the first round. All right. He got y'all. Okay, what I say? So the AOC. That's the first round. All right. And then the second round of the AOC, we have the Raiders, number one Raiders versus the number seven Broncos. The number three Ravens versus the number five Bills. So the Raiders, they have the MVP, who is Derek Carr. They're the number one seed, and they're playing a gritty team with the Broncos, like I said, with a veteran quarterback. I think that the Broncos' momentum will take over early in this game, and they will beat the Raiders to make it to the AFC Championship. All right? And the Ravens versus the Bills, like I said, Lamar is going to take it a step further and win two playoff games. He's going to knock out Patrick Mahomes, and he's going to knock out Josh Allen. So nobody will have to say, shouldn't say anything about this kid next year. This guy, he's not a kid. So now we have the Ravens versus the Broncos in the AFC Championship, and I'm rolling with Russell Wilson and the Broncos. Mainly because of their defense to beat the Ravens and make it to the Super Bowl. So we got the Broncos coming out the AFC. In the NFC, we have the number two 49ers. Almost said Commanders. Number two 49ers versus the number seven Washington Commanders. I got the 49ers winning this game, and it might not be close, right? It might be an ugly win, but I had the 49ers beating the Commanders in the playoffs in the first round. And then we have the number three Saints versus the number six Bucks. The Saints swept the Bucks in the regular season, kind of similar to Tom Brady's first year as a QB in Tampa Bay, get swept by the Bucks. Meet the Bucks in the playoffs. You get swept by the Saints. You meet the Saints for the playoffs and you beat the Saints. The only difference about this year, you're not going against Drew Brees with broken ribs, who threw three interceptions in the NFC Championship game, if I'm not mistaken. No, the game before that. You're playing J- Jameis Winston, healthy Jameis Winston with a healthy Michael Thomas, Olave, Chris Olave, Jarvis Landry, Alvin Kamara, and a crazy defense. I'm picking the Saints to beat Tom Brady three times this year. Saints will beat Tom Brady and the Bucs in the first round. So not only you had Patrick Mahomes losing the first round, you had Tom Brady go out in the first round. Then you got the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Los Angeles Rams. All right? I have Jalen Hurts struggling somewhat in this game because of the Rams defense. Because I believe the Rams defense will start to gel a little bit over midway through the season with Bobby Wagner and with the new addition of Bobby Wagner. So this defense is going to give Jalen Hurts fits. Not as bad as they did with Kyler Murray, but something similar in my opinion. All right? So I got the Rams beating the Eagles in the first round of playoffs. Second round of playoffs, we have the Green Bay Packers versus the Los Angeles Rams. Now, the Rams, they beat the Packers in the regular season, according in my opinion. And they're playing in Green Bay. It's cold. So I'm rolling with the Packers, y'all. I know a lot of people feel like the Packers are going to disappoint again. But I have the Packers beating the Rams in the second round of playoffs. Right? And then we have the 49ers, number two 49ers versus the number three Saints. This is going to be a football game right here. Saints versus 49ers. This might be a low-scoring game, like a 16-14 game, 18-17 game. Maybe both of them score under 20 points. Maybe be a high-scoring game. I don't know, but I feel like it's going to be a real physical one, though. And this game will be in San Francisco. And I'm rolling with the 49ers led by second-year quarterback Trey Lance to lead his team to the NFC Championship against the Green Bay Packers. Now, in the NFC Championship against the Green Bay Packers, we had the Green Bay Packers versus 49ers. They will be playing in Green Bay. And for the second year in a row, I'm picking the 49ers to beat this team in the NFC Championship. Sorry, in the game in the playoffs. They beat them in the second round. So 49ers versus the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl. You have your second-year quarterback who's playing for this team that has a great running game, that has a star receiver, Deebo Samuel, star tight end with George Kittle, and a great defense against the Broncos with a veteran, similar team, veteran QB with some good receivers, but a great running back tandem and a great defense. And y'all, your 2023 Super Bowl champions, the Denver Broncos. This will be the third year in a row where there's a new quarterback in a new destination that wins the Super Bowl. So I have the Broncos winning it all this year, y'all, and beating the 49ers. All right, so that's my prediction, y'all. That's my prediction right there. All right, I try to do this within an hour. I try to do the draft orders, too. I was almost finished with that. But it's looking like first pick of the draft next year will be the New York Jets. The New York Jets were the first pick of the draft. And then after the New York Jets, it's looking like we have the Seahawks, second pick of the draft. The third pick of the draft, we have the Chicago Bears, third pick of the draft. The fourth pick of the draft, the Texans. The fifth pick of the draft, the Atlanta Falcons. The sixth pick of the draft, the Giants. Seventh pick, the Jags. Eighth pick, we have the Browns. Then the Lions, the ninth pick, the tenth pick, the Colts. All right. 11 pick the Panthers. And then the 12 pick. Is that 11? Yeah. No, it's not. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yep, 11. Yep. So the 12th pick, the Patriots. The 13th pick, the Vikings. Then the Cowboys. Then the Cardinals. The 16th pick, the Bengals. The 17th pick, the Steelers. 18 pick Chargers, 19 pick Commanders, 20th pick Broncos, 21st pick Bucks, 22nd pick the Rams, 23rd pick the Bills, the 24th pick the Chiefs, 25th the Titans, 26th the Eagles, 27th Ravens, 28th Dolphins, 29th Saints, 30th 49ers, Packers 31st, Raiders 32nd. So that's what y'all have right. That's what I have right there, y'all. Number one pick in the draft goes to the New York Jets. AFC champion matchup, the Ravens versus the Broncos. Broncos winning it, making it to the Super Bowl. The NFC championship game, 49ers versus the the Packers. And I'm picking the 49ers to win that. And the Denver Broncos with Russell Wilson capturing his second Super Bowl ring, beating the 49ers. All right. So before we end this live, first of all, thank you guys for staying to the end. We really appreciate that. All right. Like this video. If you're on Facebook, like it also. If you're on Twitter, like it. Retweet it. If you're on Twitter, reshare, share it on Facebook. All right. And if you're on YouTube, share it also. Make sure y'all subscribe to the YouTube channel. Right now, we got 291 subscribers. We are right there beating at 300 subscribers. The goal is to get it to 1,000 as soon as possible. So if you haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe. And you know someone who watches the show who haven't subscribed, make sure they get their subscribe button on, right? And appreciate y'all for using the comments. So all the comments you guys put down. Shout out to Tyrone. This is his... merchandise right here. This is merchandise. All right, TQ Apparel. Now, he did tell me he's going to change the name, so be on the lookout for that. But right now, it's TQ Apparel, right? Apparel company. So, shout out to Tyrone. All right. And we will have our next episode Wednesday, 7 p.m. Not sure who the guest will be yet, but make sure you guys tune in next Wednesday. Every Wednesday at 7 p.m., we will give a break. We will have topics about the previous NFL week. In the upcoming NFL weeks, and if some NBA news pop off, we'll have that too. All right, so appreciate you guys for staying to the end. I really appreciate it. That's all we have for you guys today, and we'll see y'all at the next episode. Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all at the next episode.